This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network in a female health, orthopedic, and pain management channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Denise Jagru, board-certified women's health specialist in women's health physical therapy, who is also a national speaker, private practice owner, published author, and specializes in providing patient-centered treatment for pelvic, obstetric, and orthopedic pain and dysfunction. Dr. Jagru, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
And a pleasure, certainly. I was looking forward to hearing from you today. So, Dr. Jagru, you are one of the only 200 board-certified clinical specialists in women's health physical therapy within the United States. Tell us the story about how you came into this field, as well as your new book, Your Best Pregnancy.
Yes. There's very few of us who do this in the country. There's probably 100,000 physical therapists and only 200 of us who specialize in women's health, pelvic physical therapy and obstetric physical therapy. Myself, I've suffered with pelvic pain almost my entire life, so I knew that I would be able to understand what my patients were going through. It's very tricky dealing with women's health issues, pelvic issues, because they mimic so many other conditions. So there's a high percentage of misdiagnoses and mistreatments. And by the time women come into my office, they've already seen about 10 other doctors and they've gone through so many other ineffective treatments because there's so many components that contribute to pelvic pain. And a lot of times conditions are misdiagnosed because it could be musculoskeletal or neural or hormonal. Or it could be a dermatological condition, but they all kind of present the same way. So I just knew, you know, that I'd be able to help these women, and I'm now pain-free, and I'm just really happy to be in the position that I'm in so that I can help all the women coming through my office because I have such an understanding of the conditions. And it's very emotional, especially when you're dealing with pelvic pain because people hold their emotional tension there, you know, so it can be an emotional setting with patients crying and, you know, when they come in. But I get it, and I love spending time with them and listening to their stories and helping them through. And with the book, my co-author, Jill Hapes, and I, you know, we had so many women come through our office. We both have individual private practices in New York City. And we had so many women have conditions that we thought, well, this could have been so easily prevented. You know, if they just did these simple exercises or move in this way or, you know, use this brace or just simple tips they could have used to help prevent the severity of their condition. And we thought, well, why don't we just write a book and we can help women? And, you know, it's so hard to try to get to the gym or to seek outside help when you've got a newborn or, you know, when you're pregnant and you have other children running around. So we wanted to give women a tool that they could use to help self-manage their conditions and prevent pain conditions during pregnancy. And we wanted to help them recover quickly after pregnancy. And so we just filled the book with lots of easy-to-use exercises, easy-to-follow exercises. We have tons of pictures. We have lots of tips of how to exercise safely and recover quickly after pregnancy.
Now, you speak all over the country about all things women's health and rehabilitation with topics that range from pregnancy to pelvic pain to postpartum recovery. What are some of the most common issues your patients encounter, and what are some of the recommendations you have for listeners who may be going through similar issues?
I think the most common issue I see with patients is incontinence. It's leaking urine. Incontinence could be leaking gas as well as leaking stool. And I think people just think it's a normal part of life after having children or just over time, which is something that you have to deal with. And it's not. It's, you know, it's muscles that you can control that wrap around the base of the bladder and support the pelvic organs in the pelvis. And, you know, there's ways to strengthen them. And I think the biggest problem or the best advice I can give to women and men is that, you know, to learn to do pelvic floor muscle strengthening exercises correctly. I think people try to do their pelvic strengthening exercises or Kegel exercises, and everyone's doing it incorrectly, they're squeezing their butt muscles or their thigh muscles, or they're holding their breath, or they're sucking in their stomach, and it's important to try to relax all those muscles and focus on the inside muscles. And also to stop drinking anything that's going to irritate the bladder, that's going to make you feel like you have to go to the bathroom and promote leaking. So coffee, of course, caffeine, anything caffeinated or carbonated or anything citrusy is going to irritate the bladder. So, you know, maybe people don't have to cut it out completely, but cutting down on those kind of bladder irritants, those fluids that are going to make you feel like you have to go to the bathroom and promote leaking, maybe that's something you can cut down on. So I think that's probably the biggest issue I see in my office with my patients, and what people talk about is leaking, but they think it's normal over time, and it's not something normal. Even though it's common, it's not normal. So it's something that they can stop if they squeeze the muscles properly that close off the bladder to prevent leaking, and also cut down on liquids that would cause the bladder to be irritated. That's my best advice.
And thanks for that. Now, I see from your galleries online that you're also an avid athlete and have even competed in triathlons. How about that? What's your advice to listeners who want to compete in a marathon or mud run or any type of an event but don't know where to start?
I was never a runner, a cyclist, or a swimmer before I started. I like to have big goals. So I was like, oh, I can do a triathlon, even though I've never done any of these events. And I didn't know where to start either. And I knew it was important to stay fit. And I love having goals. And that makes exercising a lot easier when you're training for something. So what I did was I joined groups. You know, I joined a running club in Central Park, and I joined a cycling group in Staten Island, and I joined a swim class at my YMCA. And from that, I met so many people, and I was really able to, you know, get a lot of great advice from other people who are training for the same thing. And it's so much more fun to train in a group. And I'm still friends with so many of the people that I met through these groups, and I'm still in a bunch of these groups. And we, you know, we train together. We do the triathlons together. We'll travel to the triathlon together, and we'll celebrate after together. It's a lot of fun, but that's what helped me. There's so many meetup groups online. There's lots of books. I mean, if you don't like training with a group, there's groups, there's books and information online and videos like tutorials to just get started with techniques and stuff like that. So, yeah, there's lots of options to try to get started. It's a lot of fun. And I just did my 21st triathlon about 3 weeks ago. So it's a really great way to stay in shape.
Wow, 21 events, 21 triathlons. Congratulations. That is very impressive. Today we are with Dr. Denise Jagrew, board-certified women's health specialist and women's health physical therapy, who specializes in providing patient-centered treatment for pelvic, obstetric, and orthopedic pain and dysfunction here on eHealth Radio's Female Health, Orthopedic, and Pain Management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Jagrew, I've read that you're also a big believer in vision board mantras and positive psychology. Tell us about any success you've had with this in your own life and how you believe it plays a role in one's mental or emotional health.
Yeah, I totally believe in all that. And I believe that pelvic pain and pain syndromes are such a manifestation of one's stress levels and what they're going through. I can help someone physically all I want, and if they are not improving in their pain levels, I know that there's something going on in their lives, there's some kind of stress in their life that's affecting them physically. So within the scope of my practice, I try my best to help them manage their stress. And if in all of my pelvic pain patient sessions, I always have about 5 to 10 minutes where I do some kind of visualization, a meditation, deep breathing, some kind of relaxation technique to try to get them to relax, because that helps to reset that signal from the brain to the pelvis, or the brain to the bladder, or the brain to the prostate if it's a man. And, you know, it's so important, because when things get compounded, you know, it can start with something visceral or organic like an infection, a bladder infection or urinary tract infection. But once stress takes over, it can really compound into something so much bigger, and you can develop all these secondary conditions. So it's important to just take time out of your day. And I tell patients to, you know, download an app or something where they can listen to in the car or on their commute home, or just if they have a few minutes during the day, something like ocean sounds or anything like that to get them to relax a little bit. I totally believe in the power of positive thinking and visualization. So I always try to tell them to imagine themselves, you know, healthy and cured of their pain. And for me, I have a vision board in my bedroom, and I have pictures of things that I've wanted to do and be, and it's amazing. I really am living so many of the things that I have on there. I wanted to be in the media and have a bigger platform to help women all over and to know that they're not alone. So here I am, you know, on the radio, and it's been wonderful. Things have really been coming true, and I really believe in the power of that good energy and positive thinking, and it's such an important part of maintaining a healthy physical, emotional, and mental state.
Lastly, in addition to doing all of this, you're also committed to the veterans and soldiers community. Tell us a little bit about the work that you do there, both inside and outside of your private practice.
Yeah, besides my private practice, I've worked at the Veterans Hospital in Manhattan for about 13 years now, and I started a pelvic clinic there where I help both female and male soldiers. So for the male soldiers, it's usually I'm seeing them after they've had some kind of prostate surgery, and I'm helping them recover from the trauma from that, trying to maintain continence and if they've had pain. But for the female soldiers, you know, it's very unique, the situation they have when they're on base and when they're deployed. And I work with a lot of women who have been sexually assaulted in the military. So that's a very unique process that I have with them. A lot of the time it's just getting them to trust me and relax, and then getting them to reconnect with their bodies, reconnect with their pelvises because of what they've experienced. So, you know, I work with getting them to heal from the inside out. And, you know, I'm really dedicated and committed to this population because they've been through so much. So I started a clinic at the Manhattan Veterans Hospital. I also speak at women veterans conferences at the different VA campuses. Every year, I've worked at different VA hospitals. I'm based out of the Manhattan one, but, you know, and I'm involved in other organizations outside the VA as well that service the veteran community. So I'm really committed to helping them and, you know, understanding and helping other people understand what they go through, what these women go through, and their healing process. So, you know, I've had a lot of great success. The women are great. And we have a whole women's health veterans initiative throughout the VAs in the country to have more female-centered programs. So it's been a great push to have more services provided for the female veterans, since it's such a male-dominated institution. But it's been great, and the clinic has been, I think, really helpful to the female veterans coming through.
Well, Dr. Jagru, it certainly has been such a delight to have you with us, and we certainly thank you for your time today. Tell us where our listeners can get more information accordingly on your book, and also how they can be in touch as well.
Right, my book, Your Best Pregnancy, is available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com, and my website is www.drjagru.com, and I have a channel on YouTube, and I have interviews on there where you can check me out, and my Twitter handle is Dr. D. Jagru. And yeah, I mean, I'm on Instagram, and you can type in my name there and find me all over social media. So thank you so much for having me on the show. I so enjoyed it. It's an honor to be a guest.
Well, it certainly has been our pleasure, and certainly wish you all the best. Look forward to another conversation in the future right here on eHealth Radio. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
We've been speaking with Dr. Denise Jagru, board-certified women's health specialist and women's health physical therapy, who specializes in providing patient-centered treatment for pelvic, obstetric, and orthopedic pain and dysfunction. And once again, the website of reference is drjagru.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Female Health, Orthopedic, and Pain Management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.